are delighted to welcome to the show the absolute legends that are Kingfisher. Good morning, lads. How are you?
Good morning, lads. Thanks for having us.
Tell us all about the new tune. We're very buzzed about it. It's absolutely amazing. Well done.
It makes you feel something when you listen to it. It's kind of powerful. And I've seen you tease this on TikTok and you played it on stage in other countries. What was the reaction like?
Great. Like, that was the whole thing, I guess. Like, all the songs that we've found have had a strong reaction from people. More often than not, they're the ones that we're most apprehensive about, or the ones that we're most tentative about releasing. That's a bit mad. But people have really responded to it, really loved it. And yeah, we're excited to put it out. Yeah, we love it. So that's the main point, I suppose.
And lads, Anthony Boyle, oh my God, the famous actor of House of Guinness fame, is in the video for The Blade. Like, this is actually incredible, because we're massive fans here. I loved him in Masters of the Air. Did you see that, the World War II series?
I was watching the season finale of that on a plane, and when we landed on the other side, like, I saw the notification on Instagram that he had followed us on Instagram, so that was where the...
Oh my God, you manifested that. That's incredible. But come here to me, how did you get Anthony Boyle involved in this?
He came to our gig in Vancouver. Him and his driver, when he was filming something on there in Vancouver, were big fans. Daryl, I think was his name.
Daryl, some man.
Canadian man, who was a big fan as well. So shout out to Daryl. He just came to the gig, and he came to a little house party and stuff after. And
nice.
Then he came to the gig in Dublin, and we got chatting about it. He was delighted to be involved, and we were delighted to have him. And it's a very cool little thing. Yeah
it's good.
It's very cool.
Very cool, guys.
We saw the teaser on YouTube. It looks absolutely beautiful with the horses and the Aga Khan and everything like that. I can't wait to see the whole thing.
It's the year of the horse.
Giddy up is right. Yeah.
Now you're talking Nuna's language.
Hey.
Now you're talking. Oh, we didn't even know it was the year of the horse. And here's us galloping. Well, we weren't galloping around, but here's Anthony galloping around.
A stallion on a stallion. What? Sorry.
Oh, my God. Una's had a bit of an idea, and I don't know how much it's going to fly, and there's a pun there intended, so I'm just going to hand this over to you, Una.
Okay, we weren't sure if we're going to do this, but hey, Cooper, I guess right now you've landed me in it, so we're doing this. We came up with...
You've worked really hard on this. I came up with
a bunch of other names that you guys, you know, potentially could have called yourselves, and they're all birds-related, because we know... you like the birds, obviously, Kingfisher. I'm going to say a name, right? And I want you to rate the name. This could potentially have been your band name, all right?
Yes.
Okay, so one.
They sound so unsure of it.
I know, they're like, this is a crazy one now. Okay, so one. The Eagle-Eyed Eddies.
Love it.
The two lads mightn't like that one, though.
One out of ten.
Okay. Lord Heron, instead of, you know, Lord Heron.
Lord Heron.
What's your rating that one?
Not as good as the eagle-eyed Eddie.
What about the Cocky Twos?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
The Cocky Twos. Eight and a half.
Hooters. Because you know the way the owl goes, ooh, so hoot, hoot.
Oh, the owl, yes.
Yeah. The owl.
Well, what other Hooters are there?
Huh?
Right? I don't know.
I thought you were talking about car horns. Car horns.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Eight.
Okay. Oh, the Bluefoot Boobies. That's a bird.
Ten.
Yes. Hold on, no. I've got another one. This is Cooper's favourite one. The Blue Tits.
Ten.
Hey, listen, Kamira, we'll be back with Kingfisher and just after nine this morning. We've got a little bit of fun with them. You don't want to miss it. And you don't want to miss this either. This is the brand new single out today. It's called The Blade from Kingfisher. They've joined us this morning. It's Cooper Nuna on iRadio. Kingfisher is still with us. And we played the new single as well, The Blade. It's absolutely fantastic. They were telling us about the tour in Australia. They're going to be there for Paddy's Day, and they cannot wait to see their buddies as well. But Una, you've got a new feature you want to do with them.
Kingfisher out of water. We want to ask you some questions, and you must answer truthfully.
Which one of you is most likely to cry watching a rom-com?
I think it's McGoon.
McGoon.
He's taking big offence.
He's full of his fun faces.
I do cry a lot on stage. So
oh my God, I love that so much. It's so good to cry. It's cleansing.
I hate it. I hate crying so much.
Yeah. It's
so annoying.
Oh my God, you feel so much better after a good cry. And especially if it's you know, when you're on stage and everyone's singing your songs back to you. That's a beautiful cry. I love that kind of cry.
Yeah, I suppose that's different.
That's a different kind of cry.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not poor McGoo when he's watching a rom-com. He's devastated.
Oh, yeah. Which one of you is the messiest/smelliest when on tour?
Oh, can we put this on Pete?
Yeah, I really want to. It's me, okay? It's me.
Way to own up to it. When you're on tour and you might get a little bit of downtime and you get to a nightclub, what is your favourite nightclub banger, be it an oldie or a newie?
Oh.
Republic of Loose.
Danu. Is that in a nightclub? Danu. Danu. I mean, that's they're an unbelievable band.
Yeah.
Class. I was thinking, like, I was talking about this. Daft Punk. I was thinking last night about, I was talking with Tom about this. Flo Rida has produced more bangers in the history of, like, teenage discos were built on T-Pain, Akon, and Flo Rida.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
What's the one? Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. A tune.
Not great for the glutes, though, because the dance that's involved in it, you've got to dip down low.
That's good for the glutes, man. Nice. That exercise is bad for the back, good for the glutes. What is your favourite movie of all time?
Inglourious Basterds.
Really?
Prepare to be judged.
I wasn't mad about that. It was a bit too violent for my liking, but...
Shrek 2 is an unbelievable answer.
It's a
cracking
movie.
Cracking.
I like No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yes. Once again, too violent for Una.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Favourite song that's not yours?
Oh. Wichita Lineman.
Whoa, great show. Oh, that's hard. That's such a hard question.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I can't.
Una's like, your time's up.
Yeah. Answer the question.
Instant Crush, Daft Punk, the one with Julian Casablancas.
Oh my god.
I have a funny feeling Daft Punk are making a comeback, and it's just sneakily going to happen because they just released a new video and they're just going to sneak in a new tour. I reckon it's going to happen.
That'd be amazing. Yeah. How often do you chat to your mammies when you're away?
Not enough.
Good answer, my friends. Good answer.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.